Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my line. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? He said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Won't he do it? Oh, yes he will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only his grace. Won't he do it? He said he would. So I trust him at all times.
I'm about to lose it again.
The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I I will easiest thing to do, but I will wait on you. Oh, yeah. I will trust in you.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Pastor Brenda Spann coming to you for the Now Network broadcast. It is truly an honor to be here. The Bible declares, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Oh, bless his name. He is worthy to be praised. Our God is worthy to be praised. Today we will be coming from the book of Psalms. The 32nd chapter, and we're going to be talking about confession. Today, the Bible says, if we confess our sin, God is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, yes, He is faithful to forgive our sins. Oh, hallelujah! Oh, bless His name, He is worthy to be praised. God is worthy to be praised. I thank God today that I don't have to worry about not being forgiven, because He has forgiven all my past sins and my present sins and my future sins. He has forgiven them. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible said He would throw our sins in the sea of forgiveness and He would not remember them no more. Somebody needs to be excited today about the word confession, confession, confession. Many times when we come to the Lord, we come to the Lord with these heavy baggages. You know, I'm gonna give you an illustration. Sometimes we come to the Lord with, like I said, two suitcases. We come to the Lord with a large backpack and a heavy coat and boots. when we come to the Lord, and so when we come to the Lord, What happens if we eventually keep carrying these baggages around, carrying these baggages along with us? Well, these baggages, this heavy load will eventually affect your health. It will affect you from moving around. Oh, hallelujah. And so, but when we come to the Lord, we depend on Him. We depend on Him to deliver us. We depend on Him to save us. And so what God has to do is He has to start taking the layers of the clothes off of us. And so what I'm saying is today, many times God has to take the layers of sin. He has to go down and to the root of the problem, because we have to understand that where sin is, there was a seed planted there. Okay, and so what happened is God has to go down in the layers. He has to go down to the root, and He has to cultivate that seed that was planted. If there was anger, there was a seed planted. If there was violence or domestic violence, there was a seed planted. If there was depression, there was a seed planted. So what God has to do is He has to go down and He has to uproot that bad seed. And so what God does is when He uproots that bad seed, what He does is He plants good fruit. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody needs to get excited and thank God for the good fruit that has been planted in your life. Oh, hallelujah, bless His name. And so we're going to talk about confession today. We're coming from the 32nd chapter of Psalms, and we have to understand that this Psalms is a conjunction with the Psalms of 51, the 51 Psalms. And so in that book, it's the 51st chapter and the 32nd chapter is conjunction to one another. And so what is going on in this chapter here is David, he had committed a crime against Bathsheba's husband Uriah. He had Uriah murdered. Okay, and so when he had Uriah murdered, well, it took the prophet Nathan to confront him about it. Okay. And so what happened is, because of the sin that David committed, what happened was that the first born child that Bathsheba had, that son was not did not live because of the sins of David. Okay, and so what David what he was doing in this Psalms here, we look at 51 Psalms, he was talking about how he was asking the Lord to forgive him. And then here, well, David is talking about confessing his sins. He's talking to the Lord, and he's asking the Lord. He's confessing his sins before the Lord, because we know that when we sin, God is the one that we need to confess our sins to. And one thing I love it is that I don't have to worry about God telling my business to no one else. Somebody need to feel me on this one here. I don't have to worry about God getting on the telephone, running my business, telling my business to no one else. And so we ought to, what, confess our sins unto God. And not just our sins unto God, but we need to confess and that we have sinned against our brethren, okay? And because God knows all things, but he wants to hear us. He wants to hear us. And one of the things that I wrote down 40 things that comes with confession. When you confess, that means that you're admitting that you have sinned against God and others. And then I say, what comes out of confession is repentance. You have a change of mind about that sin, okay? You no longer think that sin is okay. You know, you begin to start thinking different about the sin that you committed, and then you begin to repent, all right? A change of mindset, okay? And then right after that, after you have confessed and then you have repent, then here comes the forgiveness. Oh, hallelujah. Here comes the forgiveness from God. Ain't you excited today? Forgiveness from God, okay? I love it. He said that he has thrown our sins in a sea of forgiveness, okay? He will not remember our sins no more, okay? And then after that, he forgives, and then here comes a time of refreshing. You are refreshed. You are renewed. You are clean. Oh, hallelujah. You are lighter, okay? And so the Bible says in Psalms 32, we're going to start at the first verse, and then I'm going to work myself down to the ninth verse, okay? And it said, oh, what joy. And so I want to say something, too. It's joy when you are confessing your sin, okay? It's joy. Because why? Because you know that God is going to forgive you, okay? So David's not full of sorrow here, okay? He's not sad, but he's full of joy. He's full of joy. He's full of joy that he can go to God and ask God to forgive him for his sins, and that God will forgive him. And if you have a sin today that you need the Lord to forgive you for, confess it, okay? Confess it. Confess your sins unto God, and he will forgive you. God will forgive you. I remember when I came to the Lord, oh, my goodness, I had so much baggage. I had many, many layers. And I began, as I began to start confessing my sin, well, I began to start feeling a little lighter, okay? I began to start feeling my conscience, you know, it was more clear, okay? My heart, I wasn't carrying all that stuff around with me. And so when I began to start confessing my sin, I even began to start calling people, telling them that I was sorry of some things I had done to them or some things I have said, you know, and I began to start confessing my stuff that had happened over 20 years ago. I didn't remember, but what happens is when you begin to start confessing your sin and the layers begin to start coming off of you, and then you realize, oh my goodness, I have other things under that stuff that I need to confess, okay? And so what we need to do is, a lot of times when we deal with anxiety and we're dealing with heart problems and we're dealing with depression, it's because we have a lot of stuff in our hearts. So a lot of stuff on our hearts we're carrying around with us. And if we just give it to God and we just confess. And then one of the things that I had to realize that, you know what, God knows all things. Okay, it's some things that I wanted to confess to God that I didn't want anybody to know. Okay, but I did it. I did it to God, because who the Son has set free is free indeed. Okay, regardless if I'm not that person anymore or whatever, it does not matter. You need to get it out of your heart, okay? A lot of times when we have these repeated thoughts coming in our mind, it's because you haven't got out in your heart. What it has been in your heart is translating your thoughts. Okay? All right? And so God wants you to confess these sins, okay? Confess these sins to him and watch him deliver you completely, okay? Watch him, just clear out your slate, okay? Okay, and that's what he does, okay? And so I know many may be wondering, why do we need to do that? And we know that God has forgiven us because his word says it. His word says if we confess our sins, his faithful and just forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. His word says it. And so if his word says it, you know, hey, we need to do it, okay? Why? So our passions can become lighter, our hearts can become more empty, okay? And so what God wants to release you, okay? He wants all that stuff that you're carrying. He wants you to cast those things upon him, okay? Why? Because he cares for you. God cares for you, okay? Hallelujah. Bless his name. He is faithful. God is faithful. I thank God that he knows that we cannot do it by ourselves. It takes an almighty sovereign power for God to do it. You know, the Bible said that he became sin for us, okay? He was that sacrificial lamb, okay? So the Bible said that he that knew no sin took sin for us, for me and you, okay? And so the song says, oh, what joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven, okay? So it's saying that, so with, again, I say that David was not sorrowful. He was not walking in self-condemnation. You know, he had decided that, you know, I need to confess this sin unto God. Okay, he said, and whose sin is put out of sight? Yes, what joy for those whose record the Lord has cleared of guilty. A record, a clean slate. Somebody need to get excited today. A clean slate. Oh, hallelujah. There's no self, there's no condemnation in them that that love the Lord, that walks in the Lord, that believes in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And say, when I refuse to, he says, what joy for those whose records the Lord has cleared the guilty, whose lives are lived in complete honesty. When I refuse to confess my sin, you see, he refused to confess his sin. And what happens? My body wastes away. Okay? When he refused to confess his sin, his body wastes away. Conviction. He was walking around with sorrow. He was walking around with conviction, self-condemnation. And when he refused to confess his sin, okay? And then he says, and I groan all day long. Oh, my goodness. Groan all day long. Day and night, your hand of discipline was heavy on me. So what he was saying was that the conviction of God was upon him. The hand of God, the conviction was upon him. Why? Because he refused to confess his sin. He said, my strength evaporated like water in the summer heat. Okay? So he said, well, finally, I confess all my sins to you. And we say in John 1:9, okay? He says, oh, if I confess my sins, it's faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us up for our righteousness. Okay? And he said, and finally, I confess all my sins to you and stop trying to hide my guilt. Stop trying to hide my guilt. He stopped trying to hide his guilt. The Bible says in Proverbs 28:13, he that covers his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesses and forsakes them shall have mercy. Shall have mercy. I'm asking you today to not cover your sin. Uncover your sin. Okay? God wants to deliver you. God wants to help you. If we just give it to God. And you know what? I even went through a stage in my life that there's some things that I did not want to give to God. And we see it here. David said he refused to confess his sin. Okay? Some things I did not want to give to God because sometimes, many times, we will hold on to things that we don't want to release, that we don't want to let go. Okay? But God said, if you just release, if you just release that thing, if you just confess it, he said, I will help you with it. Oh, hallelujah. That's a word for somebody today. God said, I will help you with it. Okay? You may be struggling with some type of addiction or some type of sin. Okay? But God said, if you release it, he said, I will help you with it. I will deliver you from it. I will take it out of the taste out of your mouth. I will take the withdrawals out of your flesh. If you just give it to God. God said, you just give it to me. Okay? And he says, I said to myself, he said, finally, I confess all my sins to you. All right? Now he said, finally, after I went through all that, now I have confessed my sins unto you. And he said, stop trying to hide my guilt. I said to myself, I will confess my rebellion to the Lord. And you forgave me, all my guilt is gone. Oh, hallelujah. All my guilt. You don't have to walk around being guilty, okay? Once you confess your sins, God, all your guilt is gone, okay? A lot of times I have to constantly say this because one of the things that I struggle with is forgiving myself, okay? You have to forgive yourself. Why? Because God has already forgiven you. God has already forgiven you. Okay? And so verse 6 says, therefore, let all the godly pray to you while there is still time. See, what David was doing was he was recording this and he was being encouraging to those that may read this. Okay? He is telling them, therefore, let all the godly pray to you while there is still time, that they may not drown in the flood waters of judgment. Okay? And so he's telling me, he's saying right here that I'm telling you, listen, I've been there, I did that, I tried it, and I realized that I had to give it to God. And he said, now all my guilt is gone. And he says, for you are my high, hallelujah. He's telling God, you are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble. You surround me with songs of victory. Oh, don't you know God will give you a new song? Okay, a new song of victory. Okay? God will give you a new song. Oh, hallelujah. That thing that you once was entangled to, that you was a servant to, that you was a slave to, now God has given you a song of victory. Oh, bless his name. You know, two of the things that I realized, and I was thinking about this hiding place, and the Lord gave me two things. And two things is that sometimes God, before God will, okay, two of the things that he gave me, okay, he says, sometimes before God will hide you, he will deliver you. Okay, I have to say that again. Sometimes before God will hide you, all right, take cover of you, protect you, he will deliver you. And the second thing is sometimes while you are hiding, he will deliver you, okay? And so what I'm saying is isolation is not a bad thing, okay? It all depends on what you are doing in your isolation period, okay? Okay? And that God may be doing some things in you, okay? God may be spending more time with God, okay? You may be confessing your sins. You may be in your Bible, okay? And right then, God wants to deliver you, right there in your isolation period. Right there where he's hiding you, okay? God wants to deliver you, okay? Okay, and so he says that if you are my, he said, you are God, my hiding place, okay? And so we are hidden in Christ, okay? God, we are hidden in Christ, okay? And so sometimes when he says that you surround him with songs of victory, he said, the Lord said, I would guide you along the best pathway for your life. Don't you know when you are hidden in Christ, when God hides you, okay? Don't you know that he will reserve the best life for you? He will make you. You know what? When we are governed by God, okay, we can't help but to have peace, okay? We can't help but to have joy and happiness when we are governed by God, when we're allowing God to direct our path, when we're allowing God to be Lord over our lives. We can't help but to have peace, okay? Can't help but to have peace, okay? When we're in God. When we're in God, there is peace, okay? There is joy, okay? Okay, even in spite of things that may come up against you, you will still have peace in the midst of it, okay? Why? Because God is your Lord. He's your King. Oh, hallelujah. Okay, he's your Savior. He's your protector. And you are hidden with Christ, okay? He said, I will advise you and watch over you. Do not be like senseless horse or mule that needs a bit and bridle to keep it under control, all right? So he said, don't be like the bit and bridle that keeps the horse and mule under control. Don't, you know, he said, don't be like, you know, just be loose, okay? Okay? God said that he wants to guide your path. He wants to guide your path. He wants to direct your path, okay? Okay, so say, many sorrows come to the wicked, but unfailing love surrounds those who trust the Lord. So rejoice in the Lord and be glad, all you who obey him. Shout for joy, all you whose hearts are pure. Okay? Okay. And so this is a psalm that David wrote after he had committed the crime, murder. Okay? You know, God will, some people say, you know, God, he will forgive murder. Yes, God will forgive a murder, someone that murdered someone. Okay? Okay, so, you know, we're not the judge. God is the judge. He decides who we forgive and who he won't forgive. Okay? And so the Bible says that right here, you know, of course, David, you know, he had to pay, you know, the crime, the sin that he did. It did cause him to lose his first child. But yet, God forgave David, okay? And, you know, and God wants to forgive us, okay? God wants to forgive us. If it's something that you, you're holding on to, and you know, many people, I have met some people, they say, you know, God won't forgive me because I committed abortion. No, God will forgive you. If you confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive you, okay? He will forgive you. If you have done anything that you think that is not forgivable, God will and can forgive you. And that's one of the things that he did with the many people that he came in contact with in the Bible, okay? That's one of the reasons why the leaders, the Pharisees, and the Sanhedrin wanted to kill him, because, you know, he went around forgiving sin. They said, who is him that forgives sin? The only person that can forgive sin is only God. Okay, but they didn't realize, they had scales upon their eyes. They did not realize that who they was looking at that was standing among them was God. He has the power, okay, to forgive sin. Yes, he has the power to forgive sin. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:21, he made him who knew no sins to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. But you know, What Jesus done on the cross, okay, he took the sins of the people, okay, the punishment, okay, that we deserved, it came, he took that punishment for us, he took that punishment for me and you, okay, and so he knew that's what he came to, that's what he was coming to do, to save us from our sins, and so if he came to save us for our sins, what makes you think that he won't forgive you for your sins? Okay, Acts 3:19 says that repent then and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. Okay, 2 Chronicles 39 says that for the Lord your God is gracious and compassionate; he will not turn his face from you if you return to him. Okay, and so one more scripture, Revelation 3:19 says, those whom I love, he said, I will rebuke, okay? I will discipline, okay? And he said, so be earnest and repent. He's telling us right here in his word to repent, okay? To turn around, to confess your sins. He's faithful and just to forgive our sins. You know, as long as we live on this earth, we're going to have to do what God has called us to do and to obey what he has called us to obey. Okay? And so, because why? Because he loves us. All the instructions for us is in his word. Okay? All the instructions that God wants us to do, he made sure that he put it in his word. And so David, you know, he cautions the sinners. He tells them to repent, okay, to turn around, okay. He's telling them to confess their sin, okay, and say, why? So after all that happens, he said refreshing may come upon them, okay. And so I know many of you should be a little lighter today. If you just began to start just praying to God and telling him you forgive you for this and forgive you for that. And I know many people that may be listening today, they probably already exercised they already exercised that they asked the Lord to forgive them for their sins on a daily basis. That's what we're supposed to be doing, because we never know. We never know sins of knowing and unknowing. We don't know. But we need to make sure that our slate is cleansed with God. You know, sometimes I just get so excited. I get caught up in the word of God. I just get so excited because I know he's faithful. I know he's just. I just know that he's all powerful. I know that it's nothing too hard for God. I know that he's a healer, that he's a deliverer. You know, there's nothing that we could go through that God cannot deliver us from. He can deliver us from anything that we may endure on this earth. You know, one of the issues that many people have is we have trust issues. We have trust issues with people. We have trust issues with God. And so God wants you to trust him. That he knows what's good for you. And sometimes we don't want to trust God because we think that we know what's better for ourselves than God, but God knows what's best for you. You know, he was the sacrificial lamb. He died for your sin. If you're going through depression, that was nailed on the cross. Oh, hallelujah. If you're dealing with regrets and conviction, that was nailed on the cross, okay? God wants you to confess your sin. He wants to forgive you today. If you have not asked the Lord to forgive you, you should always ask the Lord to forgive you. You should begin to start asking the Lord to begin to tear into some of those layers of things that you've been carrying. God wants your load to be lighter. God wants you to give it to him. He wants you to give it to him today. And so, you know, the Lord put this on my heart to speak to his people, and I'm just excited. I'm excited because it reminds me of that I need to continue to do these things daily. You know, sometimes we wait until we so overwhelmed and so loaded, and God said, you know, I just want you to spend some time with me, and I want you to I want to talk with you, and I want you to confess some of that stuff that's going on with you. And it's not just sins. If you're having a problem or whatever, we need to start. Tell the Lord about your problem, okay? If you have anything on your mind or whatever, tell the Lord about it, okay? He's near you. He wants to listen, okay? He wants you to talk to him. He wants you to commune with him. And so I pray that you enjoyed the teaching today. I pray that you was blessed. The word today was talking about confessing our sins. From the book of Psalms, the 34th chapter. It's truly been an honor to be able to share the word of God with you today. God bless you. And I pray that I'll be able to, I pray to see you next week or talk to you next week. God bless you. God bless you. Have a beautiful, beautiful week. God bless you.
Amen. Bless you, woman of God. Awesome word. We must be accountable. We must go to the next level. Family, join us tomorrow night for Women Speak Now, Minister Terry, live every fourth Thursday, And then Friday night, it's the relaunch of Let's Talk About It with Pastor E and Pastor V live on Facebook and on Broad Talk Radio. Join us then. Saturday, Real Talk with Pastor E, Minister Carolyn, and our crisis reporter, Minister Inoko. God bless you guys. We love you, we honor you, and we appreciate you, and we just want to serve him.
I want to be like Daniel. Yeah. I want to be like Paul. Hey.
I just want to serve you.
When I'm serving, That means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just wanna serve you.
I'm gonna serve you, Lord.
Yeah.
Everything
I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill his purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before when it went on this earth, I'm committed to you first. We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrificed. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelations. I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty Gold is my baby. We're sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap what we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign. Father, we need you. Your love is everything I've wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I love you.
Father, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I just wanna serve you.
I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracle. Pinnacle, spiritual, from the village, I can feel it. Can you feel it? This is part of my healing.
Part of my healing.
It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children. Hey. It's time that we teach them how to love and show them how to feel it. See, all of my life, I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody was in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Man on a mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change all our consciously. If you really love him, follow me, cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are, if you let him lead you to your freedom, you can be reborn.
God saved me, you know what I'm saying? High out here on drugs and wilding out, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't do without him, you know what I'm saying? So I gave my life to him, so now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God, glory to God, glory to God.
You. I just wanna serve you. I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.